This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello to everyone, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your guest host, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, sitting in for retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, host of the Captain's America Third Watch, of course, as we're broadcasting on this wonderful Thursday morning, live from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station by way of Southern California. And we're broadcasting from Studio E, by the way. That's the Moss Family Automotive Studio, to our great radio affiliates all across the country, as well as around the world via the internet and via satellite on the GCN network. Now, of course, as always, we do want to give a special shout out to all of our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 9/11 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, the security officers out there, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, you're keeping America rolling along, and we salute all of you, especially, of course, our over-the-road 18-wheeler truck drivers, the men and women out there getting the job done, our FedEx, our UPS drivers, the bulk mail center haulers, and, of course, our suicide jockeys, handling and hauling all the gas and hauling the diesel, the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. So, of course, we need to get where we need to go, and you bring the fuel so we can do that. And, of course, we're not going to leave out of the mix the Amazon warehouse workers or the Amazon drivers delivering their packages all across the country. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. You can also find us on MeWe, on Gab, Truth Social, Getter. We're also on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And, of course, we want to hear from you. Our toll-free line is 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. If you'd like to call in and opine about any of the news, the stories that we're talking about, or what's happening in your neck of the woods. And, of course, as we always do here on the program, as Captain Matt Bruce always does, we're going to start out with the Pledge of Allegiance, and I invite everybody out there to join me as we recite the pledge. Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And, of course, as Captain Matt does every morning here on the program, we emphasize those two words, under God, as our nation was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, as we were coming out of the top of the hour news there and into the segment number one here of hour number two, I was thinking about, of course, you know, we always give a special shout-out to our police and our firefighters and all the people that we mention. Well, there's a couple of people, folks, that evidently I think also deserve, I guess, a reverse shout-out, I guess if you could call it that, and that's Representatives Cori Bush and Rashida Tlaib, both Democrats from Missouri and Michigan, respectively. This from The Hill, they were the only two House lawmakers to vote against a resolution that was held on Monday that recognized law enforcement officers killed in the line of duty. They argued, now get this, folks, this is where it gets really weird. They argued that it was only intended to, quote, advance the Republicans' false narrative. Can you believe that? Can you believe that? The House approved the resolution 413-2. They were the two, right? And, of course, the measure expresses support for recognizing National Police Week, which is going on all this week. And especially to a program like this and our listeners and people all across the highways and byways who rely on the police to come running whenever they call them, their police, the sheriff, what have you. It is absolutely unconscionable that someone for political purposes would somehow decide, well, we're just going to vote against it. Now, of course, they are what they are. They're going to say what they say, and they're going to believe the way they believe, and they think that they're going to somehow advance their own agenda by saying, oh, this just advances the Republican narrative. Well, any officer that's been killed in the line of duty, that they laid down their life in the line of duty, is to be honored, and we have to remember them. That's what we do. That's our duty. And it just absolutely makes me sick to my stomach that you'd have two people who would actually do this for their own gain in the United States Congress. And it kind of goes to what I've said before, too, about some of the members of the squad, and that is that they don't seem to be there in order to do, like, Congress things, like, you know, like go to Congress and, like, do things, like do legislation and help, you know, come to a consensus and this kind of thing. It's there just for a political platform. I mean, I obviously see that, but it is sometimes a real stark reminder of just how deep-seated it is, and it's very sad. But, of course, as you can tell, 4-13-2 they're not really going to be making a huge impact there, but it does just go to show that that unfortunately that mentality is still out there. But here on this program, we know that we have a lot of police officers listening to us throughout the overnight hours, and we salute you, we respect you, and we are absolutely have your six in any way possible that we possibly can. And so I saw this story, and I wanted to bring it out here at the top of the hour, here in segment number one of the program, because I just wanted to get that out there. It was very, very important to me. All right, as we begin to head out to the break, and when we come back, we've got a bunch of other things to tell you about. We've got some great audio quotes as well, so I want you to stay with me here through the hour. Don't forget, 1-877-969-8600 is the number. We want to hear from you here on this Thursday morning on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kyle Warren in for the captain. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Youngevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Youngevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We are back, folks. Thursday edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm Kyle Warren, sitting in for Captain Matt as we race through and rocket through the overnight hours all across America to our great affiliates. Glad that you're with us. Don't forget, toll-free number is 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. And, of course, coming up a little bit later on in the program, we're going to have on the telephone line, we're going to have retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright talking to us in the 5 o'clock hour. We're going to be talking about, of course, what's going on in the world, especially in regards to the war in Ukraine. And, of course, we've also got Chris Markowski coming up in hour number 3, and of course Denise Simon at the top of hour number 3. So hope that you can stick around, because we have an awful lot to tell you about and to talk about. And again, we want to hear from you at 1-877-969-8600. Well, here's one of the things that caught my eye earlier today, because we are thinking about the war in Ukraine. We're thinking about the idea, are there F-16s ever going to go over there? There's a lot of new pressure evidently to try to send them there. But here's the thing. What's going to happen when Vladimir Putin decides that he either can't win this thing, or it's something that he just can't, he doesn't want to pull back? I can't imagine. Some people are now talking about a possible negotiated settlement. I wonder how the Ukrainian people, how Zelensky would react to that, because the negotiated settlement that I think most people around the world would want, in the best case, is for Vladimir Putin to take his forces and leave Ukraine and not be able to have conquered part of it, which is exactly what Vladimir Putin is going to want to do. Well, this caught my eye. This according to Newsweek, Kremlin propagandist Vladimir Solovyov, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, has again invoked Armageddon on his television show in which the consequences of a Russian defeat in Ukraine were discussed. And I think we've heard from this individual before. He's very closely tied, we understand, with the idea of Putin and the messaging and all that. In a clip on his evening show on the Russia One channel, which was tweeted by journalist and Russia watcher Julia Davis, Solovyov listened to his guest and a filmmaker talk about how the war was now a question of our destruction, quote unquote. The guest wondered whether Russian people fully understood the gravity of the threat and that the war's outcome poses and that the conflict was a lot more complex and dangerous than World War II. Well, this whole idea that it could return or it could result, rather, in a nuclear the use of nuclear weapons, I think, is always in the back of everybody's minds. When we talked to Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright the other evening, he was less enthusiastic about the idea that that was an imminent threat. But, of course, it's not completely out of the realm of possibility. And that's because I think Vladimir Putin would get to a point where he says, well, that's it. You know, if I can't have it, nobody will. I'm going to do this the way I want to do it. He could think that by using some kind of quote-unquote, lack of a better term, battlefield nuke, that he might be able to try to bring the war to some conclusion. But all that way, though, of course, it only lies madness. And that's one of the things that points up, and this is one of the reasons I want to talk about this, is it points up the need to have real leadership. And right now we're continuing to lead from behind. We're continuing to sort of see how things are going. We're not really going to take the steps. And, of course, even with the buildup for the invasion of Ukraine, you know, there was Joe Biden. It just depends if it's a minor incursion. You know, now we're splitting hairs about that back then in those times. Is it a minor incursion or full invasion? I mean, this is the ridiculous kind of nonsense that the world starts to catch on fire because of. And so if they're talking about this kind of stuff or they think that it's, you know, possibly a possibility that's not something that's going to go very well indeed. There's just no doubt about that. Once again, the toll-free line, 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. Okay, well, but that's a pretty heavy subject, right? What is Putin going to do? Well, of course, we've been talking about the Durham report. And over at CNN, Jake Tapper had some pretty interesting things to say about the Durham report. We got a brief clip of that, and I want you to hear what he has to say, because then I'm going to tell you what Keith Olbermann had to say. Now, again, we're arguably going to file this under the trying to be relevant file, but I want you to hear what Jake Tapper had to say about the Durham report, and then we'll tell you what Keith Olbermann said. I think you won't be disappointed. Let's listen in.
The bombshell indictments did not happen. Durham did get one minor court victory, two court losses. But President Trump appeared so confident of what Durham would find, he openly pressured the special counsel to release his findings before the 2020 election. Regardless, the report is now here. It has dropped, and it might not have produced everything of what some Republicans hoped for. It is, regardless, devastating to the FBI, and to a degree, it does exonerate Donald Trump. Let's bring in CNN.
So you hear that, Jake Tapper over at CNN. So that's a major, major accomplishment in and of itself, right? Here you have a CNN anchor basically saying, yeah, it does to some degree, and I agree. It exonerates Donald Trump in terms of what we see with the investigation that went on. Well, here comes Keith Olbermann. Remember how he was, you know, just this big man on campus, as it were. He was such a big star over at MSNBC, and I can't imagine why, but he had a lot of things to say. Very volatile most of the time. Didn't watch his program very much, obviously. But here comes Keith Olbermann, and he comes out, and he is now calling for Jake Tapper to resign because Jake Tapper admits that the Durham report was devastating to the FBI. Can you imagine that? This is just really something. He says, quote, Jake Tapper needs to resign. And he had a viral tweet that received some 440,000 views at the time of that printing. And really, I just can't imagine that it's really, it's gone to that level now that even if you look at a report and it's obvious what the report says, and then now you're calling on Jake Tapper to resign. And Jake Tapper is obviously not a Trump supporter. He's obviously not someone on the right, but yet he had the integrity in this case to simply say, yeah, this is exactly what this means. I can't imagine that Keith Olbermann would think that, Jake Tapper is just going to pack it in at this point. He's just going to say, okay, well, yeah, I guess I went too far. But that's the problem. And when I was talking about earlier, how when we don't have any kind of agreed upon facts, and then so you've also got the other apologists out there on these different networks, right, going, well, I think I heard Adam Schiff, if I recall correctly, Adam Schiff saying, you know, we've got this was embarked on improperly, it's improper conclusions and all that. They're just going to keep out there trying to sell you on this. To sell you, and even coming from a guy, right, who told us, oh, the evidence of the collusion, which is what this false report, you know, the false investigation was all about, it's all over the place. It's just look around, and if people just look around, they'll see it all, and it all become clear, and so forth. And I got to tell you, in another time, people would have just slinked away so that they would never be seen again because they would be so embarrassed that they went out there and they told you such bald-faced lies. But that's not the politics business anymore, is it? It's just not. And when we come back here in a little bit, I've got another couple of good audio clips to share with you sort of point up that fact as well. The idea that, again, you know, we need to be able to get some common sense. We need to be able to call it as you see it, you know, call the balls and strikes. And, you know, otherwise we're getting into a world where the left just wants you to say, look, if you see that pitch and it is a strike and we tell you it's a ball, you not only have to accept that it's a ball, you have to believe. They really want you to believe that it's a ball. And that's where it starts crossing the line because it's no longer something there, well, you have a different opinion or we can see it differently or we can have a discourse about it. And that's where the left really wants to strengthen its position to be able to make sure that you can't even speak out. Because if you do, then you're labeled as some kind of crazy. You're labeled as a MAGA Republican, or you're labeled as somebody who just, you know, is just, you know, in the tank, drank the Kool-Aid. Well, I'll tell you what, maybe they're drinking the Kool-Aid. And, you know, I don't want any of that Kool-Aid. I know you don't want it either. All right, folks, 1-877-969-8600. That's the number as we continue to race through and rocket through the Thursday edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Kyle Warren in for Captain Matt Bruce. Stay right there.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News update. A three-judge panel seems hesitant about keeping the abortion drug mifepristone available for sale. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals panel will decide whether the drug should remain available after a federal judge in Texas ordered a hold on mifepristone back in April. President Biden is expressing confidence that a deal to raise the debt ceiling can be reached before the U.S. defaults. Congressman Bob Good agrees, as long as there are deep budget cuts.
The American people, though, don't want an increase without responsible cuts in spending and reforms to put us on a path to fiscal responsibility.
Good, who's a member of the House Freedom Caucus, would also like to see work requirements for some people who receive federal aid. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona has confirmed that the pandemic-era pause on federal student loan payments will come to an end later this year. That pause has been in place for more than 3 years. Roughly 44 million people will have to restart making payments. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
All right. Continuing on through the overnight hours all across America, it is the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Kyle Warren, sitting in, the guest host, I should say, sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce, of course. And we want to hear from you. Don't forget at 1-877-969-8600, again, as we go through the overnight hours with you. And we have so much to tell you about as we continue through the program tonight. We do want to tell you, take this opportunity to tell you about Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care in St. Petersburg. That's Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care in St. Petersburg. Caring hands, helping sore feet. AdvancedPodiatryAndWoundCare.com. That's the website, AdvancedPodiatryAndWoundCare.com. Check them out. Call them up. They want to help you, and especially if you've got some of these problems in your feet, you definitely want to seek them out, because that's their mission. They want to help you. Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care in St. Petersburg. Again, AdvancedPodiatryAndWoundCare.com. So check them out today. All right. You know, when we were just in the last segment there, we were talking about what was happening with Keith Olbermann and this idea of trying to get people to think a certain way, that you can't ever question anything, agree upon different facts. We'll have another quote here in just a moment, but first I understand we got Jeannie over in Pinellas County hanging on the telephone line. Let's get right to Jeannie. Hello, Jeannie. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. You're still doing a great job.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It's great to be
here. Thank you for keeping me posted. You know, I haven't had television in 12 years. Everything is so whitewashed. I like to choose my own music, books, and everything. But, you know, I was around when the Second World War was going on. I'm 87. And you folks really keep everybody posted on the real news and some of the other really good radio hosts. But I kind of look at everything. You hear people buzzing about what's going on, what should we do. Well, when I look back over the old time presidents and leadership and everything, they analyzed at what was going on. They had the guts and the backbone to move on with it. And as an example, Reagan told, I met Mr. Reagan when he was here in Florida campaigning. And he had the nerve to say, tear that wall down, Mr. Putin. And I remember the Second World War, we had this about the atomic bomb. And Harry Truman was a very plain family man, sit on the front porch type in Missouri with his family. And he didn't bother to dilly-dally. And they asked him, well, what should we do about the bomb? And he just looks up and he says, bomb the hell out of them. And then in the war, they didn't worry about being politically correct. And well, President Roosevelt was crippled, you know, and they were trying to dilly-dally then. And I remember about making decisions, and he stood up and struggled out of his wheelchair and basically set an example. And we need role models of people that have the guts to make decisions. Of course, informed decisions, common sense.
Right, of course.
To dilly-dally is to waste time.
Well, I think you're exactly right, and certainly leading from behind, Harry Truman didn't do that whatsoever. He was very no-nonsense, and, you know, I think he had to take a very hard look at what the consequences might be, certainly what an invasion of Japan would have been like and would have cost, and all that is historical analysis. But I, just as you were talking about that, Jeannie, I was thinking, but look where we are today. We have, of course, the Japanese are our good friends. They're our very close friends. So are the Germans. And we went through a terrible war, World War II, horrible tragedy. But yet we've come through it, and we have these alliances now. We would never dream of somebody being able to hurt Japan, for example. This is all part of our Pacific, you know, defense and so forth. Where I'm a little concerned now is certainly where we're coming through with mentalities from Vladimir Putin, for example. I don't see how Vladimir Putin can come out and try to turn this off. And certainly with Japan and Germany, there would be new leadership right after the war. But I can't imagine how Russia can become part of the world community again anytime soon if Vladimir Putin, even if he turns the war off tomorrow. And also with the Chinese Communist Party, where's all that going to end? And certainly with those terrorist elements, Islamic terrorist groups and so forth, I don't think they want to be part. Iran, they don't want to be part of the world community.
Well, I think, Kyle, that their motivation was they didn't even plan to consider being turned off. When you are that mindset, it's like, you know, ball teams, I used to play women's sports, professionally and, semi-professionally years ago. And
wow.
You have one mindset. You go out to win. You're either going to win or you're going to lose. And there's no backing down, but I think everything boils down to whoever the winner is in any kind of competition is that you get, somebody's going to come out with respect, whether you do it fair and square or not. The winner gets respect, whether you like them or not. And there's too much of, I'm going to hurt somebody's feelings, or we've got to be politically politically correct in all this business. They're sensitive, he said, for old time politics, and it still all boils down to respect.
Mm-hmm.
If you
yes.
start something, somebody is going to win or lose, whether you like it or not. I remember the Second World War when everything was rationed. The men went to war. The women took over the men's jobs. It wasn't about men, women to live.
Rosie the Riveter. Yeah, Rosie the Riveter.
Yeah, absolutely. And I grew up in Delaware where they were building the ship, you know, the ships and the shipyards and everything on the Delaware River. And everybody just pulled together. You didn't have any choice. You were going to get bombed out. We nailed up black cloth over the windows for air raids. My father ran the night shift of a whole oil refinery.
Yeah.
And everybody pulled together.
Yeah.
But
well, you know,
too much me in this world now.
Yes.
I mean, everybody's about me.
Yeah, that's
not
true.
Everybody, but I mean,
well,
that's
well,
amazing.
Well, I know exactly where you're coming from. You know, you mentioned about the idea of you know, somebody's, you know, going to start losing or start winning. You know, they go out to win. Well, Putin's gone out to win. And in his mind, he can't lose. I think that's where the terror is, because he won't simply say, okay, I got beat and I'm going to go home. I think he'll want to do something spectacular or drastic as a result. So that's why I've been saying since day one of this thing that somebody inside Russia's got to do something about Putin. I don't see he there's no way for him to save face to come out of this.
Well, I think one thing that needs to be brought out, and I hope I'm not taking too much time, Kyle, but
no, not at all. Keep going.
But in the Second World War, many people weren't aware of the fact that the Americans were fighting both wars. Our resources and everything were being limited. But if it hadn't been for the Russians stepping in to help us, we might not have won the war in Germany.
That's right. Yeah, they got to Berlin. That's
right. A lot of people overlooked that. So they're, you know, that they have motivation behind them, which many people aren't aware of, because the kids aren't being taught in school. And I was serious about not having television. And we're in the book of Revelations. I'm not preaching, but if you compare what's going on in the world, and I talk to other folks, I'm academically minded and everything, and went back to college in my late 60s, because I had a disabled son that nobody knew what to do with a head injury and that sort of thing. But it's happening everywhere. But really, honestly, no matter what religion you are, compare your religions with basically the book of Revelations.
Yeah, yeah.
Everything that was prophesied is coming to pass.
Well, we will see. And I appreciate you calling, but here comes the music. We're getting ready to go out to the break. But thank you for calling, Jeannie. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you. And say hello to the captain.
We sure will.
And you
will
be here.
Bye
now.
Thank you. Take care out there. All right. We're coming right back, folks. Stay right there.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Get your motor running. It is the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. I'm Kyle Warren. I'm sitting in for Captain Matt this morning. And we are racing through the overnight hours here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Glad that you're with us. And in this part of the program, we go into what we call our Trucker Highway and Byway Report. So wherever you're traveling out there throughout the United States this morning, we want to get you covered on what you can expect. We'll get to the radar map coverage here in just a moment. But first, I want to tell you about some advisories. These are dense smoke advisories we're just finding out about here. This is up in Montana. We've got an air quality alert basically covering the entire state, but we do have a dense smoke advisory, and this is going to be up in the northeastern section of Montana. Looks like it's going to be up there, US Highway 2, I believe, up there, near Glasgow, on your way over to North Dakota. It looks like we've got some wildfire smoke coming in from Canada, so you definitely want to be aware of that if you're in that area, and it's going to cover, I think, a little bit down towards Miles City if it's drifting that direction. Also, South Dakota and parts of eastern Wyoming, Gillette on over into South Dakota. You've also got areas of smoke that can be there throughout the night tonight. So hopefully that's going to start dissipating. But if you're coming across I-76 into South Dakota, you might run into that as well. So do be careful. We also have, again, some freeze warnings to tell you about. This is over in the east, Boston, Massachusetts. You got freeze warning going on there. This goes up towards Maine, also up to northern Vermont, into the north, rather, into Vermont, covering New Hampshire, New York State, parts of the northern part of Pennsylvania. The southern part of Pennsylvania turns into a frost advisory and dips down a little bit into west of Virginia in the Winchester, Harrisonburg area there. So you want to be aware of that. Let's see here. The freeze warning, again, also continues over into parts of Ohio. This is going to be south of Cleveland and Sandusky. So you want to make your way for that. Frost advisory covering now a lot of the part, a lot of the state of Michigan tonight. And this is going to cover most of the whole state. And that's Mrs. Professor territory over there, Michigan. It's going to turn into a fire weather watch up in the UP, though, up near Marquette, dry conditions and so forth. But those Canadian wildfires certainly could pose a threat of more drifting smoke coming into the northern part of the U.S. We've got an aerial flood watch around Salt Lake City, but this, again, is going to be that snow melt. That's what's causing that there. So you just want to be aware of that. We've also got, let's see, coming out of I-80 in Reno. Looks like we also got another aerial flood watch there, but this is warm temperatures, again, may melt the snowpack and increase the river flows there. So if you're listening in Reno or if you're coming across there, coming out of Reno into California, you want to be aware of that. It doesn't look like it's we're going to have a whole lot of rain in that area. I don't see anything on the radar map at this point. But again, coming out I-70 into Kansas out of Denver, looks like you got rain coming across the interstate there. Fort Collins, I-25 in Colorado, you definitely have rain all around Fort Collins, rain around Brighton, that's just north of Denver. So Aaron in Denver are listening to 710 KNUS, probably has got rain to the north of her at this point. And again, continuing on into Kansas, if you're in the Oakley area, coming out of Colby, you've got moderate rain coming across the interstate there right now. Then northern Texas, this is going to be east of Amarillo. You've got rain there as well, coming into Oklahoma. So if you're in the Shamrock area, the Allen Reed area of northern Texas there, just again east of Amarillo, you've got rain coming across the interstate there, and that's of course I-40. So be aware of that. Also coming out of the Tucumcari area, New Mexico, same story, folks. I-40, you got rain all over the place in that area. Dipping down further into the American Southwest in the area of Globe, Arizona. This is east of Phoenix, of course. Lots of rain. You got rain down on I-8 near Gila Bend in southern Arizona. It's not a whole lot to speak of, but certainly will get your windshield wet. You'll probably be using your wipers there at some point. So that's kind of what it's looking like in terms of the rain and the different alerts that we have. And of course, don't forget the Trucker Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers, pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. And if you're a trucker or a traveler, if you're an RVer, they have what you need, and you want to definitely check them out at pilotflyingj.com. Join the My Rewards Plus app where you can get great offers, earn points on the fuel that you buy, for example, and earn bonus points by using other amenities like reserving your parking space. So you definitely want to check that out, pilotflyingj.com. Stop on in, and we think, for one thing, that you'll agree that they have the best cup of coffee out there on the interstate. And of course, Captain Matt Bruce also raves about the food at the Pilots and Flying J Travel Centers. He stops in there often, of course, and I've stopped into the Pilot and Flying J as well. I remember one fun trip with my son. We stopped in and we got something from, I think there was a Subway there, and we stopped in, got something, we're on our way, we were trying to make time, but there it was, and it's an oasis out there on the road. That's exactly what the people at Pilot and Flying J want to be. They want to be your oasis out there on the road. So once again, pilotflyingj.com. And if you're a trucker out there tonight, we want to hear from you. 1-877-969-8600. Maybe tell us if you see some road conditions or you want to pass on something to your fellow truckers out there. We will get it out there on the airwaves for you. So that's a good conduit to all of your colleagues out there. 1-877-969-8600. All right, without further ado, let's go over to the telephone lines and pick up Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. And there's a lot going on out there tonight, isn't there?
It's like every day.
That is true. That is really true. So what do you think is going on with this, with the debt ceiling? Are they going to be able to get this, a discharge petition going? Are they going to make an in-run around and just try to get a vote to raise it?
Well, I mean, the Democrats are trying to out-manipulate McCarthy, that's for sure. But an interesting thing was said yesterday, is that with this meeting at the White House, they wanted it to be a bipartisan bill. Well, what came out of the House was not bipartisan because the Democrats refused to vote with any Republican, okay? Now, that changes the equation here a little bit if they make it a demand that it be bipartisan, which means that McCarthy would have to go back over to the entire House with a new bill to get a Democrat. So this could put some sand in the gears. Mm-hmm. However, that's one little issue. The other one is that... Biden, I think, has already left for his visit to, where was he going, Japan?
Japan, yeah, Hiroshima, I think, yeah.
Why, I don't know. But they've cut the trip short to come back for these talks. Now, why go in the first place, you know?
He's already given up
90 days worth of negotiations.
No, you're absolutely right about that. I think didn't Obama stay back one of those times, I think, which created a vacuum, you know, as well. But yeah, he's going there, but he doesn't want to go to Australia. That's for sure. He doesn't want to talk to the press there.
There's something else that's happening in this White House, and I'm not sure I know what it is. I think they may be using this debt ceiling thing is an excuse for this trip to kind of cut it short. But I don't know.
Yeah, because it'll be a long trip, and maybe he's not up for it. And I hate to say this because I don't want to sound mean, but would he, you know, he couldn't remember that he went to Ireland. Right? Yeah. Yeah, he had to, one of the kids told him that, and that was not a good look.
I think it's something else, though.
Yeah.
There's always some other motivation that we may never know, but my gut tells me it has to do with some kind of Biden crime family incorporated thing.
All right. Well, hold that thought, Denise, and Denise is going to stay with us here to the top of the hour and back into the bottom of next hour. So we got a lot to talk about. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Folks, stay right there. There's more coming up right after this. I'll warn in for Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.